The museum in the Syrian town of Marat al-Numan is well known for its ancient Roman and Byzantine mosaics. Mosaics now hidden from view indefinitely. They were wrapped and sandbagged by volunteers shown in these videos. Activists working to preserve Syria's history from the destruction caused by the country's civil war.
It's in territory controlled by the opposition, but the government regularly barrel bombs it.
Syrian opposition member Amr al-Azm says government forces launched an assault on Marat al-Numan not long after the mosaics were sandbagged.
And in fact, some mosaics were damaged in the process.
And most of the ideologies embraced.
Al-Azm once served as director of Syria's science and conservation laboratories and taught at the University of Damascus. He fell out of favor with the Syrian regime and left the country before the civil war. But his concern for Syria's past and its future did not end when he left the country.
We started to try and see if there was anything we could do to reduce the damage where possible, and more importantly, document what damage was being done.
From a computer at Shawnee State University in Ohio, Al-Azm coordinates preservation efforts with a network of colleagues and former students who remain in Syria. They are his eyes and ears on the ground, while he documents and compiles reports of the destruction remotely.
The guys were unable to do the sandbagging.
The Marat al-Numan Museum is just one example of thousands in the Middle East that archaeologists are concerned about. While the museum's mosaics may have been saved from permanent destruction, many sites at risk are not easily accessible, including those in places controlled by Islamic State, where militants have already looted or destroyed important historic sites.
These are carefully crafted atrocities. They send a very specific message that ISIS is here and it can act with impunity.
But, you know, the looting that's been taking place on a tremendous scale all over Syria is happening in the areas where the various opposition groups are in control. That's not just ISIS.
Professor McGuire Gibson specializes in Mesopotamian archaeology at the University of Chicago's Oriental Institute. He says part of preserving Syria's past is getting the international community to crack down on the trade of looted artifacts.
And any site that archaeologists have worked on has been subjected to looting because they know that there's something there that people will want.
They're probably going to use this video to promote it in order to sell.
Some pillaged items might never make their way back to Syria. Compounded with what is already destroyed, Professor Amr al-Azm acknowledges the Syria of the future may look very different.
I hope that one day my children will be able to go back and visit Syria, and they're not going to have the opportunity to see what I was able to see and grow up with.
Which is why, despite the challenges of distance and access, al-Azm and his network race to save what is left of Syria's priceless and irreplaceable treasures.